Radio Jamblers.
Hi, this is Teddy Thompson, and you're listening right now to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, Community Radio in Greene and Columbia Counties.
That's very, very good. Thank you.
Monday, September 27th, tune in to all sorts of creative community voices on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM, including at 10 a.m., the Afrosonic Taxi takes off with tracks from Baba Salah, Antaga Zimba, and Guli Manku, and then at noon on the Deep Three show, the artists Mary Halverson, Hilary Hahn, and Linda Lee are among the featured there. 2 p.m., there's brand new music from around the world, including this week from Muslim Gauze, Juan Jose Calarco, and Steve Rodin. At 4 p.m., we head to Housatonic in western Massachusetts, where Kieran Riley hosts the WGXC afternoon show from. And at 6 p.m., we've got interviews with both candidates running for Rensselaer County Clerk in the election this fall, Frank J. Marola, the incumbent, and Justin Foster, the insurgent. At 10 p.m., Crank Sturgeon is the featured artist with the Watt from Pedro Show, talking to Mike Watt from the Minutemen and Iggy Pop on the radio at WGXC. The Wyndham Farmers Market is held every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. in front of Wyndham Local at 5410 Route 23 in Wyndham. You can find out all kinds of information about the Wyndham Farmers Market on the WGXC community calendar at WGXC.org, where all sorts of local events are listed. And you can even list your own if you go to WGXC.org and click on Add an Event. You'll be read on the radio, just like the Wyndham Farmers Market, which is held every Saturday through October 9th in front of Wyndham Local with meats, greens, honey, vegetables, and more. That's the Wyndham Farmers Market from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. every Saturday on Route 23 in Wyndham.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Ruby's Hotel and Restaurant in Freehold, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
You have tuned into the WGXC News Update. Go to the WGXC Newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about any of these stories. I'm Tom Rowan Acra. Porcupine Soup reports that Hunter Mountain, a large employer on the mountaintop in Greene County, will require employees and dining guests to show proof of COVID-19 vaccination. Vail Resorts made the policy for all of its 34 North American resorts, including Hunter Mountain. Quote, "We are fortunate that the core of our experience takes place outdoors in vast mountain settings," unquote, said Rob Katz, chair and chief executive officer of Vail Resorts. Quote, "However, as we welcome guests from around the world to the indoor experience at our resorts, we feel it's important to do our part to combat the spread of COVID-19, unquote. Lifts will operate at normal capacity this year, and masks will be required in indoor settings, including in restaurants, lodging properties, restrooms, retail and rental locations, and on buses, but not outdoors. Hunter Mountain is tentatively scheduled to open November 19th, and Wyndham Mountain did not respond about their reopening plans. Read more about this story at Porcupine Soup. Roger Hannigan Gilson reports in the Times Union how a 23-year veteran of the sheriff's office, Don Kropf, is running as an independent-minded candidate against his boss, current Sheriff David Bartlett, a Republican, in this fall's election. It is a strange election in several ways, and if the number of yard signs in Columbia County is a proper gauge, it has generated the most interest among voters. Kropf is a Republican, too, who recently left the party for this election. The incumbent, Bartlett, has been mired in controversy since last summer when a party at the home of one of his deputies in Kinderhook ended with a local man being beaten almost to death. The ensuing investigation was first handled by others in the sheriff's office with an obvious conflict of interest before being turned over to the state police. More than a year later, no trial date has been yet set for those who stand accused of the alleged assault of Harold J. Handy III. The assault has resulted in rallies, a countywide campaign for justice on Handy's behalf, and a host of comments on social media. Bartlett has not been speaking to the media much since the incident. Kropf has, usually with his running mate for undersheriff, former state trooper Jackie Salvatore. Kropf says he will make her undersheriff, an unelected position. Quote, "I've been with the sheriff's office for 23 years, and during that time I've seen some real room for improvement," unquote, Kropf said. He complained about the sheriff's office, quote, "gradually and steadily moving away from community-centered policing," unquote, but would not directly criticize Bartlett. Salvatore's constant presence in the Kropf campaign is his attempt to sound like a different kind of sheriff. Quote, "Full disclosure, I have a family riddled with alcoholism and substance abuse and know some people who have made some remarkable progress in recovery," unquote, Salvatore told the newspaper. Kropf and Bartlett agree on one thing. Both are not commenting on the beating of Harold Handy, and there is little official information about the assault case available for the public. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Natasha Vaughn Holdridge reports for Columbia Green Media that Columbia County Democrats elected Sam Hodge their new chair on September 23rd. The County Democratic Committee voted unanimously for the 35-year-old, who was an assistant district attorney in the Bronx for 7 years. Quote, "Our party is organized, engaged, and ready to put in the hard work to win," unquote, Hodge said in a statement. Quote, "We're the party that is putting forward ideas to innovate and reimagine how local governments can make our energy costs lower, internet faster, and housing more affordable. We've got the ideas, candidates, and organization to win," unquote. Voting begins October 23rd this season and lasts through November 2nd this fall. You can read more about this story and any other stories in the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org.
And now here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, patchy fog before 9 a.m. Otherwise, it will be mostly sunny with a temperature high near 72 degrees. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a temperature low of around 53 degrees. And on Sunday, mostly sunny with a temperature high near 69 degrees. And Sunday night, mostly clear with a temperature low of around 51. And that is your weather update from WGXC. 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
Now, from Survival comes an economical do-it-yourself fallout shelter.
Civil defense approved and easy to assemble. Takes just a weekend.
Get maximum protection from nuclear fallout for your family.
See a survival shelter today.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Lillian Liu of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You are listening to Transmission Arts Programming on WGXC 90.7 FM. Grabbable, handleable, listener-supported radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
Number 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10.
Ed, I've got news for you. No brain.
Welcome to 200 milliseconds.
What?
Well, it could be this. Well, it could be that.
or that.
No brain.
It's either this or that.
No brain.
It's either this or that.
It works.
It's either this or that.
What?
They just don't see it.
Ed, I've got news for you.
If you experienced everything when you were crossing a street, you would never get across the street. The world is trillions of times more complicated.
You don't actually see what gets edited out.
We have to cut it down to a manageable entity.
Entity.
A filter bubble.
1 trillionth of the information that hits your eye actually gets transmitted to the brain.
We don't all see the same Google result.
It's less than a trillionth of reality that we exist in. Less than a trillionth of reality
that you live in online.
When you perceive something,
when your brain is doing this,
you have a tenth of a second before it becomes conscious.
When your brain is doing that,
and it will change in that tenth of a second to fit what you already know. It's not denying it. It's like it's not even a fact.
What?
The rich see already a different internet than the poor.
It's our users who control what they see.
The facts will be ignored or attacked. They just don't see it.
We have to do it. It's an illusion.
It's either this or that.
But it's an illusion that we've all constructed so that we can live.
You know, you sort of step 2 steps to the side to get a better view of something, to get a different angle. And the world turns to meet your gaze.
From the 2021 release No Brain, that was Negative Land with No Brain.
Number 9, number 9, number 9, number 9, number 9,
9. From the 2021 album The Piano Equation, this is Radio Signals Equation from Matthew Shipp.
Thank you.
Next, we've got new music from the 2021 album Music Frees Our Souls. This is the song Dark Light from Francisco Mella, Matthew Shipp, and William Parker.
Thank you. number.
Seven.
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 That was 2021 music from 10 Tricks Point Never. The song's called Tales from the Trash Stratum.
Number
6.
Next, we hear from the band Low. This is the song Days Like These from their 2021 album, Hey What?
When you think you've seen everything, if I were living in days like these, say you only take what you bring. Maybe that's just the way they speak. Know that I would do anything. Is it something that I can't see? Everybody just chased by dreams. That's why we're living in days like these again.
Thank you.
isn't something you can change. It isn't coming in twos and threes. Always looking for that one sure thing. Oh, you want it so desperately. No, you're never gonna feel complete. No, you're never gonna be released. Maybe never even see me. That's why we're living in days like these again.
Number
5 5 5 5 5 5 5.
Seek no freedom.
That was Sculpting the Exodus from the 2021 album I.O. from Circuit de U on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Number
4. In 2021, country music star Jason Isbell released an album with all Georgia covers. Here's his version of R.E.M.'s Driver 8.
Walls are built up, stone by stone. Fields are divided one by one. And the train conductor said, take a break, driver eight. Driver eight, take a break. We've been on this ship too long. And the train.
Thank you.
You just heard The Tunnel from Aaron Dillaway and Lucretia Dalt's 2021 album Lucy and Aaron.
Number
two.
From Japan, that was Food Man with the track Edgy Fly from the 2021 album Yasarigi Land on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Number
one. Thank you.
That was composer Gabriela Smith and cellist Gabriel Cabazas with Bard of a Wasteland from their 2021 album Lost Cause with producer Nadia Serrata. Here's Jess Spears' set from the WGXE 10th anniversary show, May 26, 2021, at the Greenville Drive-In in Greene County.
The opportunity of how people listen alone in a car or with another person in a car to a radio piece and how it they go into it is entirely different and so much more intimate. There's nothing like the live presence. And radio, in its weird way, is as close to live presence as you get. Because of the way you receive it and because it goes out to people you don't even know who they are. So people switch stations, you know? The joy of radio, putting it out there, you know, getting that real picture into the media that hasn't been Hollywoodized, that hasn't been turned into sensational news, that isn't there to pump you up and propagandize
you.
It's better
90.7 FM.
Acorn, yeah. Hudson, Catskill.
And maybe reach across to somebody who's didn't even know any of these things are out there.
And when there's that expression of, well, I was listening to the radio and I just had to pull off the highway and, you know, listen to this thing. Because that's how much it asks of you. You know, you want all your senses, you want all of your faculties, your cerebral cortex, you know, your amygdala, you know, everything is pulled in. It is asking you to create your own images after what you hear. And that's different from music. Which people don't have such problem with that because they have this visual thing with the book, with words, and then visualization is different. This is different. You are being asked to sharpen your hearing, sharpen your listening, listen for listen for a variety of other things that are going on, and teach that part, the theme, or, it's a skill, it really is a skill, and you just are invited to this rich process to hear, sound, voice, and I do think it is an art form for the future because this is not appreciated.
When I moved back where I'm currently living at the top of California's Redwood Coast, I discovered that the community did
Hello, Abnarar. WZXC
9.7
FM.
Sometimes we are in a very chatty. I got in the car at 11
and hear the tail end of it.
You're listening to WGXC 90.7.
You're listening to WGXC 90.7.
You're listening to WGXC 90.7.
You're listening to WGXC
90.7.
WGXC 90.7 FM.
We have everything you need from Sirius to France. And you force me to
That's good.
Why move? Please forgive you.
The other day I got into the car and punched another of my radio's buttons and was taken on a different kind of ride. Its call letters spelled M-E-G. Its signals meandering through heavy winds and frequent mudslides. It comes out of the south end of the county and gets me to a translator and another radio. I'm taking out a red one. The DJ's voice is grabbing.
This is
Jim.
Geranium. Blond, but I always want to say blonde. So.
DJ Geranium.
Great. It has reached its inhaling deeply on something that brings her pleasure. It is, after all, the problem. She slowly reveals the time, detailing minutes before the hour, rather than some digital explanation on a loop. She exhales, and I have no idea what she's about to do, or what she's just saying, or is about to put on the train table, or who's just walking through the other. That's my radio love story.
Radio hotline, the main line, the main cabin. So the question is, where does the magic Mother Radia come from? Thank you. In the end, we have to go way back, many millennia. That magic descends from a kind of primal hunger to bend our ears to the heavens to hear the voices of God in the wind. And then the magic of Mother Radia. Just what it does is bring us closer to the fundamental rhythms of entropy and instability, ephemerality, decay. All of these qualities that human hubris wants to deny. A lot of those qualities are shared actually by community. And when Mother Radia inhabits a community transmission, there's also the fragility and potential entropy of community. And I really think that those two play off of each other and echo each other. The magic of Mother Radia also invites us into this kind of liminal kind of window space of ambiguity, polyphony, multiplicity, the simultaneity of infinity and also immediacy. Right here in our ear, and yet it's also
the final weekend. And
I'm here.
We'd like to begin, I think, by just saying thank you to everyone who this symposium we've enjoyed the last 2 weeks. So the entire Radio Boyton team. team and all the students from the Bauhaus University Weimar and everyone who helped us put this together. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
More day.